Representative Richard Greenwood calls it one of the most important pieces of legislation that he's running during the 2012 legislative session.
It has a drastic effect on policy that is currently being administered throughout this state. It is in reference to public safety, and it's in reference to protecting those who may not be of a mental capacity to protect themselves.
House Bill 57, he says, would bring the state law more in line with the realities of mental maturity by shrinking the age gap from less than 10 years older than a 16 or 17-year-old to 7 years. Liz Zintner, president of the Utah Parent Teacher Association, says members of the PTA were surprised to find the gap is so wide under current law. And further research showed it is unique among states.
Most states, their difference was 5 years. One even had 3 years. None of them had 10 years. So we thought, this is something from the pioneer days, from polygamy days, that needed to be changed.
So why not move the maximum age difference back to 5 years instead of 7? Greenwood says it might be too much of a shock.
I'm just eating the apple one bite at a time and addressing this piece of legislation. Try it for a few years, and maybe in a few years from now we will want to revisit it and take it down to 5 years. Maybe 2 years. I don't know. But it's a policy issue on how the state wants to make sure they protect their youth.
Those convicted of having sex with a minor are added to the state's sex offender registry. Another bill sponsored by Representative Jack Draxler would allow such sex offenders to be removed from the registry after 5 years under certain conditions. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Whitney Evans for Utah Public Radio.